Now watch this. Then hold fast to it and don't let anything change what you have believed. Don't let anything, how many times we've done this. Here's what God wants to understand. Once you believe it, once you say it, hold fast to it with your believing, because just as sure as you say it, circumstances are going to show up. Now watch what happens. And you keep saying in the face of all contradicting circumstances what the word says, and that what you believe, and you keep giving thanks and praise because you know that Jesus said it to you. He said, you can have what you say. And what you are saying, you are fully convinced, fully persuaded that what God has promised you, He's able to perform. So all these things gonna come to try to persuade you to change your mind, because I feel bad, because the pressure's on me. I might look bad. I might be found out as a lie. This is where it comes in. Can God lie? So I should get enough word in me, spend enough time with Him and spend time with Him, so when these things come, they may challenge me, but they won't move me. Because I already know, I don't care how severe it is, I don't care how much it is, God can't lie to me. And God can't lie to you. And God can't lie. He can only tell the truth. But when Matlock moved in, CNN moved in, CSI, what is that thing? Huh? Football? What is the other thing? NCI? And Flip Wilson? Y'all ain't heard that in a long time. And they take more of your time and more possession of you than God's word. Then when the pressure comes, you have no resistance to it. You cave in. But He said, now faith is. Now faith is what? Substance of thing hoped for. What is it? Substance of thing hoped for. All right, we can see what we can do with this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is substance of thing hoped for, right? This morning, we're going to deal with hope. Let me tell you a little story I heard Kenneth Copeland tell. This has been about 30 or 40 years ago, at least 30 years. He said that was a guy lived out in the sticks and out in the jungle. He came into town to buy some supply. He saw this guy. We're talking about hope now. Saw this guy while he was in his shopping. He saw this guy walk over to the wall, and he just turned the thermostat up. You know, turn it down. It got cool. He noticed the temperature change. And he he saw that guy do that. He said, "What is that?" He said, "That's a thermostat." He said, "Where he get those?" He said, "The hardware store somewhere." He said, "Somewhere you can get them to the hardware store, get them supply." He said, "I'm gonna get me one, man." He went over to the supply store, the building supply, and bought him one. Took it back to his old shack, nailed it on the wall, turned it up, and nothing happened. Hope alone won't get you what you need. Hope got to be attached to something. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to have hope, but hope got to have something that it depends on. And if you just got hope alone, I hope to be rich someday, guess what? You're going to be like that fellow with that thermostat he nailed to the shack. I hope to be well someday. You don't know, people put all that stuff on. I hope you're well. Hope alone won't get it done. I hope you have a good day. You see how this work and pull you away from faith and you just go through life. We pick it up. I'm gonna throw another one at you that's as unscripted as it can be, and we use it all the time. God bless you. No, he already have blessed me. That's unscripted to tell people God bless you, because he's already done it. It's already been done. Who have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. So, you walk up to that, I did this morning. I walked up to that thermostat, and it has on there several levels of one says heat and one says cool. One says hot, one says cool. And no, I didn't. I'm thinking, mess, but I started turning the cool up just as far as I could get it this morning, down as low as I could get it. But I didn't do it. Because I notice y'all fanning now. And y'all want some cool air, don't you? But let me go on with the story. And it says cool and hot. Cool and hot. Cool and heat. Some say heat, some say hot. Cool and heat. I flipped the switch to heat. And I turned, pushed the button. Those numbers started going up, 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 up. And I stopped. I waited for a minute. Guess what happened? I heard something. What you hear? I heard some noise going on. And it started blowing. What happened? That thermostat sent a signal out there to the unit that had what I needed. And we needed some heat in the building at that time. You want some cool air now, don't you? Some of you cats probably don't. And it sent a signal out there to that unit. Are you following me? And that unit had what I needed, and here come the heat into the building. And because of that heat, you walked in. Said, "Shoot, I don't need this overcoat on." Right? I don't need this blanket I brought to church with me this morning. What are you saying? I'm telling you, God wants you and I to understand. Just as, listen to the words coming out of my mouth. Just as you and I walk in this building, we have access to what's in here. It has lights, seating, heat, and cool, and so forth. We don't have it prepared to feed you a meal in here. So don't bring your food expecting us to cook it, because we're not going to do it. But it's prepared. You can walk over to that unit and get what you need by just punching some button and flipping the switch. Right? And it will give you what you need. So watch it.